Out of the controversy over a Sydney Rugby League player who's been accused of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl. The Manly Sea Eagles team said today that it will allow star player Brett Stewart to pull on the club's jersey next weekend. Sarah Erringham prepared this report.
NRL CEO David Gallop concedes the season's start has been less than stellar.
Yeah, certainly very frustrating and disappointing as well.
As the league launches its season, it's the story of a player accused of bad behaviour that's in the headlines. This time it's star player Brett Stewart. He was out training with his club this morning, and Manly is standing by their fullback.
At this stage it's still an allegation. We'll wait and see where the investigation goes. If Brett Stewart is healthy and right to be selected, that team will be announced tomorrow night.
The allegation against Stewart was made on Friday night. On that day, the club had been celebrating the launch of its season at the Manly Wharf Hotel. Police say after Brett Stewart left the event, he approached a 17-year-old girl outside a block of units. She says she was then sexually assaulted. Stewart was arrested and released and hasn't made a statement to police. The results of DNA tests are expected within 5 days. The Manly CEO, Grant Mayer, says Brett Stewart's future will only come into question if he's charged. Brett Stewart's lawyer, Jeff Bellew, spoke on radio this morning.
I mean, even in a case where the activities of a player don't involve a breach of the criminal law, the player is entitled, even in an administrative sense, to some sort of due process and to have an inquiry conducted by the club.
The NRL CEO, David Gallop, says the club's decision to allow Stewart to play is tenuous.
I think that decision needs to be reviewed on a daily basis as more information comes to light, and all I can do is encourage the police, obviously, to complete their investigation and make their decision as quickly as possible.
There are recent precedents. Jeff Stewart's lawyer, Jeff Bellew, says two other first-grade players charged with a similar offence in the past 12 months were still allowed to play.
The notion that it should lead to an automatic standing down or suspension is nonsense. Those cases also demonstrate that there is a great concern in clubs, people generally, exhibiting a knee-jerk reaction to these things. Both of those players had similar allegations made against them and they were discharged at a committal hearing in each case.
Asked whether the NRL is considering taking that power away from clubs, David Gallop says individual cases should be dealt with separately. Brett Stewart is the star of the new $1 million NRL advertising campaign, which has since been suspended. The Manly CEO concedes the allegations have been damaging.
It's unbelievably disappointing on a personal front, but also a professional front. There's no doubt that we've come back after defending the NRL Premiership. We're also now the World Club Champion. So ordinarily, you'd be celebrating those two feats. To walk into a season 5 days out and this happens, it's obviously a body blow.
The Eagles Angels female support group is backing Brett Stewart today. In newspaper reports about his charity work, it says he works with diabetic organisations, mentors young kids, goes to school and freely gives his time. As for the victim, she was treated in hospital on the weekend. Her father has been putting her case forward in the media, but there are reports he's been warned by police not to make any further media statements. The case has some calling for a ban on drinking during the football season. The NRL CEO says stringent rules are already in place. David Gallop says a blanket ban on drinking would be going too far.
Ultimately, we've said we can step in, but we expect our clubs to take charge of these things. They are the employers. They've got an opportunity to set the sort of culture that they want in their own joint.
The NRL's David Gallop speaking on 2GB Radio. Sarah Everingham reporting.